Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This Sunday marks 1 year since millions of women took to the streets around the world to march for women's rights. In Boston, an estimated 175,000 people packed Boston Common the day after the inauguration of President Trump. And a lot has changed in the past year. Many of those who loosely organized last year have broadened the array of issues they want to work on now, including things such as anti-violence and disability rights. This weekend, they're planning what they call a Weekend of Women. Events will be held in more than 20 Massachusetts communities to mark the one-year anniversary of the Women's March. To take a look at what's happened 1 year later, we have three guests with us this morning. Karen Cosmas, Executive Director of March Forward Massachusetts, which helped organize last year's march. Thanks for being with us.
Delighted to be here.
Also in the studio with us, Esther Brown-Smith with the January Coalition. That's a group that is helping organize this year's march in Cambridge. Hi there, Esther.
Hi.
And joining us via Skype is Tina Cherry. She's president of the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute, and she's a speaker at this year's march. Hi there, Tina.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
I want to start with what we heard last year. One of the lead organizers for Boston's March was Kim Whitaker of Winchester, and this is what she said, this is what she told me, that she wanted to do after the march last year.
There will be further organization and action of some sort, keeping people engaged. You know, whether it's small things like making sure people are registered to vote, it can be small steps and it can be big steps like putting on things like this and gathering people together.
Karen Cosmas, what do you think has happened with that energy over the past year in a nutshell?
Kim was my colleague in organizing last year's March on the Common, and together with our other teammates, we took the assets that were created that day and formed a permanent organization called March Forward Massachusetts. We were the producers of last year's march, but we've taken a step to the side to allow additional people into this space.
Mm-hmm. And Esther, you're in charge of this event in Cambridge on Saturday.
I'm one of the folks in charge.
One of the folks in charge. And so what is going to be happening?
We have a number of women coming from a lot of different walks of life, backgrounds, giving a lot of different voices. And that's been one of our emphases this year, is working to add a lot more intersectionality and a lot more looking at the ways that women are not just the white women who were mostly represented at last year's march, but come from a number of different backgrounds and places.
I want to bring Tina Cherry into the conversation. She's one of the speakers at the events this weekend. Tina, what will you be speaking about this year?
I was asked to speak about the impact of gun violence in the African American community. Not only the impact of gun violence, yet the families that are left behind, and many of them are led by women.
Tina, Esther mentioned diversity, and we actually heard that last year from some of the folks who were attending the march, and they felt that there was a lack of diversity. Do you think that's been an issue?
The reality is racism is still there. Diversity, sometimes it happens on who we know and who we feel comfortable with. I'm invited this year, and it is up to me to add my voice, not to focus on the fact that I wasn't invited last year.
Karen, you said March Forward decided to step back. What does that mean, and why?
I think it's important that we don't try to replicate a once-in-a-lifetime moment, which was January 21st, 2017. To make an attempt to repeat that would seem to me to belie the notion that this movement has evolved in the year since.
You know, there was a report in the New York Times this week that talked about what they called a rift. There's Women's March, Inc., and March On. Activists felt that Women's March, Inc. was not resonating in their communities, and March On wants to focus on getting liberal women elected in this year's midterm elections. Do you think, Esther, that unity is an issue at all, or do you think that there should be several groups involved? And what do you think about this reported split between the two main national groups?
I would say that whether or not it's true on a national level, that locally it's much, much more than two, and yet at the same time it's been unified. One of the biggest things that has come up in the conversations I've been in is the issue of mainstream politics, of the question of how does the Democratic Party relate to the women's movement? There are people there who think that all the politicians we have in office on a state and national level are pretty problematic and that we need to really change their makeup and push the Democratic Party to a different place.
So what do you hope a year from now we'll be able to look back on and say, this is what you said, this is what you want to accomplish? What's the big goal going forward for the next year?
I'd love to be sitting here with a woman who was inspired by the 2017 women's marches, by the anniversary events, who began her own campaign for change and has achieved that with help from this movement that we're working on together.
Esther?
We've done some incredible things this past year, but so much of it has been playing catch up against an administration that is really opposed to women's rights. And I'm hoping that next year we can not only stop them, but actually push forward a lot of the issues that really need to be developed.
And Tina Cherry, what do you hope we're saying 1 year from now?
Find a platform to promote, to support, to educate, to elevate, and not only wait until, you know, something negative or bad happens to come out full force. One, we support the women in politics that are here, and again, supporting the mothers, the women that are really doing an amazing and great job, even after January 20th.
All right, Tina Cherry, president of the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute. She'll be speaking at this year's events. And also with us in studio, Karen Cosmas, executive director of March Forward Massachusetts, which helped organize last year's Women's March. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And Esther Brownsmith joined us as well. She's with the January Coalition, the group that is organizing this year's march. Thank you, Esther.
Thank you. It's great to be here.